Hey, what's going on, WildlifeX team? This is Michael here, and welcome to the podcast version of the 7 most dangerous wildlife animals. The United States of America is, for the most part, safe when it comes to wildlife creatures. Unlike dealing with the dangers in Africa and South America, North America is generally safe for hiking. However, being in the Sahara in Africa, or far into the jungle in South America, that would not be quite as fun. That being said, there are still some occasional deaths that occur as a result of wildlife in the United States of America and Canada. Here are the 7 most dangerous wildlife creatures in the USA that you should keep an eye out for. Number 1. Spiders. Most spiders are not poisonous. However, the feared black widow has extremely powerful neurotoxic venom, which can potentially kill. That being said, there are actually very few deaths as a result of spider venom. Only about 36 deaths in the past few years, or potentially even longer. Again, most spiders are not dangerous and don't even have the ability to hurt you. Most of them are also going to be more afraid of you than you are of them, and this is simply because you are so much larger than them and you could very, very easily crush them, so they don't exactly have incentive to go out attacking us. However, because they do look creepy and they are rather sneaky, it is quite easy to be afraid of them. Don't worry though, spiders are actually quite nice to have because they reduce bug and pest populations. The most dangerous creature in the world is actually the mosquito. We don't have to worry about this so much in the United States, but in other areas of the world, mosquitoes as well as other insects actually transmit disease such as malaria by spreading blood. This is why spiders are actually not bad, is because, you know, they kill mosquitoes and other bugs and whatnot. So even though they do look creepy, I would personally avoid going out of your way to kill a spider, unless it's inside of your home and you need to get rid of it, simply because this spider, which you are so afraid of, is actually going to get rid of the annoying pests which you hate so much. Number 2 on the list are scorpions. Scorpions can only be found in desert climates in the Southwest, such as Arizona, and like spiders, they look exceptionally creepy and many people are afraid to touch them. Getting stung by a scorpion is quite the painful experience, and while not always deadly, it can produce an electric-like pain where you get stung. Other symptoms after getting stung include dizziness, feeling faint, passing out, and losing energy. And if you do get stung by a scorpion, it's very important you go to a hospital immediately to receive a cure. Getting attacked is rare, however, they're typically only in the desert and they hide away from hiking paths. If you do locate a spider or a scorpion, it's unlikely to attack you because of how giant you are compared to it. Number 3 on the list are bees. Killer bees and wasps can actually be quite dangerous for several Americans which have bee allergy. It is very important to get tested and know whether or not you are allergic to bees. Most people are not, and they're going to be totally okay. However, it's very important that you stay away from them either way. Some people get a very powerful reaction where they get stung by bees, and this allergic reaction can unfortunately kill them. It's never a pleasant experience to get stung by a bee. However, there is no long-term damage done besides a lot of pain and swelling at the sting. There have been a few rare instances, however, in which swarms of bees have attacked people for no particular reason, eventually killing them. Why this happened is unknown to scientists. There was one case of this in Arizona, I believe a year or two ago, so I think it was in 2017 or 2018, where basically a man and his girlfriend were hiking, and they might have stepped near a hive or something like that, but these killer bees like freaked out, and they started stinging the heck out of this guy and the girl, and they started running, and killer bees will actually follow you and keep stinging you for up to 1 mile away from the hive. So they just kept getting stung and stung and stung, and they really focused on this one guy, and he wasn't allergic to bees. However, eventually, as a result of, you know, just getting stung hundreds of times, he eventually ended up getting an allergic reaction and unfortunately dying. So this is very horrifying, but rest assured, this is very, very unlikely to happen. This was a very rare case, and in the rare case that you do start getting attacked by bees, go underwater, or go into a river or a lake or something like that, because these creatures are not going to follow you underwater. The next one on the list are wolves. Wolves and other dog-like creatures are typically not a threat, But if they have become habituated or used to human presence, they may be more likely to attack humans because they won't be as afraid of us. Packs of wolves that are extremely hungry and aggravated by humans are the most dangerous. Wolves will typically go for young children or small people rather than normal-sized humans that appear big and strong. Projecting an aura of confidence will often deter wolves and other wild animals from messing with you, as they are great at reading body language. Anyone who has a dog knows that dogs and these types of creatures are exceptionally great at reading body language, so as long as you put your chest up and you stare them down, they should go away. However, actually, I'm not entirely for sure if you should stare them down. You might want to double check this. For some creatures, you stare them down, but in other creatures, you look slightly above them because it would be seen as aggressive to look them in the eyes. But one way or another, just look in their general direction, don't go for a run, and just be confident. And this alone is going to deter these creatures from attacking you. The next one on the list are crocodiles. And crocodiles are opportunistic predators, which means that they will eat literally anything that comes their way. They don't typically hunt humans except in rare instances. They usually eat birds and other small animals. What they do is they hide in the water and then they jump out and surprise the creature that unfortunately passed by. And like wolves, crocodiles typically only attack humans when very hungry, aggravated, or if a young child or small human passes by. Almost all crocodile attacks have occurred in Florida because of the high number of swamps and crocodile populations in the area. Again, these are really rare. However, it has happened a few times in Florida, and it's very unfortunate and sad when these types of things happen. The next one on the list are bears. Despite being so huge, bears are actually extremely fast. They can run upwards of 40 miles an hour or 60 kilometers per hour. And this means that should you find yourself in combat with a bear, it's not a good idea to try to run away because they will catch you. Bears are very territorial and protective of their young, so if you're hiking up north and come into contact with them, then back off slowly. They very rarely attack humans, however, and like wolves, they respond well to body language. For the bears, you don't want to stare it in the eye or charge at it, and don't run away because that will trigger its instinctive predatory behaviors. Just look at its body, project self-confident body language, and slowly back away, and you should be more than fine. The most dangerous wildlife animal in the world. Can you guess what it is? I guarantee you this one is going to surprise you. And the most dangerous wildlife creature in the USA, statistically speaking, is deer and Bambi. This, no doubt, is going to surprise you because they look so cute and innocent. How could they be the most deadly wildlife creature in all of the USA? You were probably looking, you know, expecting something which looked evil and deadly, like a snake or a scorpion or something like that. The reason why deer are the most dangerous wildlife creatures in America is because they have a habit of walking out into roads during traffic. Unsuspecting drivers will crash into them, and the deer body will smash through the windshield and kill them, or cause the driver to swerve off the road and crash. It's very important that while you're driving to stay very alert. You never know if a deer will pop out and you'll need to brake. And don't watch anything or text and drive, and don't drive under the influence, and also don't drive sleepy. Statistically speaking, deer kill more Americans per year than I believe all other wildlife animals and creatures combined. So make sure to be safe and you're driving through a wooded area and you see those deer signs, make sure you stay alert. Now, all of that being said, the probability of actually getting killed by this is still very rare, so you don't really have to worry about it. However, in terms of car accidents and damages and all that kind of stuff, deer are the most likely creatures which will cause damage or death to humans. They also don't have the ability to see our headlights, so they're able to see different wavelengths of light. However, they're totally unable to see our wavelengths of light, which is why even in nighttime when you have your headlights and brights on, they might still pop right out in front of your car. And we humans were just like, oh my gosh, what are you doing? Like, come on, can't you see the light? But they're actually not able to detect that. So they have no idea what's going on, and they unfortunately die or hurt us as a result. So thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed, and I would love to hear what you guys think. If you have any questions, visit www.wildlifexteam.com or give us a call at 855-WILDLIFE. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you later.
They're out there looking for a home, and they found one. Yours. They want that cozy place in your attic or under your foundation. Give them enough time and you'll be paying big bucks to fix their damage. Wildlife X Team specializes in removal and prevention of wildlife infestation, responsibly and professionally. Wildlife X Team has earned the top rated award from Home Advisors because they're experts at what they do. Just one call and they're gone. 855-WILDLIFE or wildlifexteam.com.